This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. Jamie White.
What?
You probably don't even know this yet, but you and I are square. $100.
I don't feel like we are.
We're square. We are square.
You should have taken the bet.
No, I didn't want to take the bet because I don't feel good about it.
Well, you should feel good. Here's what happened. BJ lost his ass to me.
I lost to a girl.
He lost to a girl.
On a Super Bowl bet. What dude loses to a girl?
So he owes me $100, and every time I ask him for the money, there's an excuse.
No. Zell, I sent it.
Okay, well, I'm explaining the story.
So every time I've asked him, he's
missing it, or the banks are closed, you know, blah, blah, blah. So then we decided to do double or nothing. And I took the America, U.S., right? Yeah. And he took Canada. And then all of a sudden he got scared because we're doing double or nothing. Oh. And he should have done it because I guess the USA team is real sick.
You know, got sick.
Yeah.
Carson says injuries. Yeah. All kinds of stuff.
We got injuries, we got sickness, and I think Canada's just going to kick our butts tonight.
Yeah. You know, I don't feel good about it. You know, and I don't want to root for Canada. That's the only problem. Well, I don't want to root for those guys.
Could have had $200.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah, I'm just going to pay up, which I did. I sent it to you on Zelle. Okay. So we're all square. I gave you the $100, and I'm going to lay off tonight's game. Just stay out of it.
You're not even going to bet?
No.
I mean,
really?
Like even on...
No. Well, no. Carson's the hockey guy. I'm not a hockey guy, so I don't really know it that well. Yeah. I don't even know the players. I know nothing about it, to be honest. But Carson says Canada's going to smoke us. And so with that being the case, I can't bet on the Canadians.
Well, you should have. $200 you could have had.
Easy money.
No, I would have just been even.
I wouldn't have gotten 200 bucks. It was double or nothing, right?
Yeah, it would have been nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. Oh, it would have been double or nothing.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. You would have had 200 if you win.
I don't understand betting.
But
obviously.
I would be nothing.
Gotcha.
I won. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Got it?
Yeah, right. I got it.
It is a big game tonight. Now, I did see where somebody on ESPN came out and said, please, whatever you do, don't boo the national anthem. Where is this being played? Boston?
Yeah.
So they're going to play the national anthem, and they'll play it for Canada and for the U.S., and the patrons there are now booing the national anthem for both sides. So both sides. But a guy on ESPN said, please don't do that. It's uncouth.
Uncouth, he said?
Well, I said that.
Oh, okay.
But it's uncouth to be doing something like this. This is the first time around. Boo.
Well, I have questions. So, and I'll ask Carson because he knows. And so, are some of the Avalanche on the Canadian team?
We have three.
On the Canadian team.
MacKinnon, Makar, and then Taves. Three of our best players.
That's bizarre to me that they're on the Canada team.
They're Canadian.
Yep.
Well, I know, but I bet they're paying taxes here in the United States of America. Yeah,
yeah. I agree with that, baby. Yeah. It's a screwed up situation.
It's kind of weird to me.
Kind of weird. Uh-huh. I think I'll boycott.
Yeah, right. Who are you people? Are you for us or are you for them? Huh? Pick a team. Oh, wait, you did.
It is confusing.
Right.
Because here you are, you're going to root for the USA to beat the crap out of Canada, which I think most people will. But yet the people that are on that team are our guys that you're going to cheer for when they come back to town.
And yep. I'm pretty sure I've seen a McKenna jersey on your body.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's bizarre.
So who are you for?
I'm actually for Canada.
Oh.
I got a
traitor.
I got to go with my boys.
No, you got to go with your boys. Country.
You probably back your car into spaces too, don't you?
Total douchebag.
Douchebag, yeah. Yeah. You're going for Canada?
Way not to go for your whole entire
country.
Why
would you go for Canada?
Because you got McKinnon, McCarr, and Taves on there. I got to go for Canada.
It's not your country.
And U.S., we already won one.
It's not your country.
Yeah, you're supposed to be for the USA, dude.
I'm going Canada
for one game only. You got to be for the USA.
I'm going Canada.
You were probably for Canada the night they got their butts kicked.
He has that flag on his car that says dude. Free Palestine.
Dude, that is so.
Oh my,
Free Palestine.
He does.
I just caught that. I wouldn't doubt it. What a turncoat you are.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, come on. You gotta root
for
him.
America. No.
Yeah.
You're not even American.
No.
Go home.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Yeah. America.
Go Canada, baby.
Woo. Oh, wow. Man.
That's a turncoat.
Yeah. Yeah.
You won't hear the rest of us on this show.
Dude, no
root
way.
For Canada.
No
Screw
way.
Canada.
Even if I wanted to root for Canada, I wouldn't say it on the radio.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Especially if they're booing our
yeah.
national anthem.
Yeah.
These people are booing our national anthem, and you're like, oh, I love you guys.
They hate us.
Wow, I can't even work with him anymore. It's a hostile work environment.
That's so bad. Yeah. That's so bad.
Right, oh, well. Screw you.
I guess there's one in every crowd.
Yep.
All right, and he's the one. Tabloid trash, next.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.